Yevamos Perek Dal Mishnah Gimel. Here we have a Mishnah which is really Shaykh Tinyoni Ksubis. It comes out over here, and there are some Knechen that are uniquely Yevamistic, so we're going to have to put together Musogim and Ksubis Yevamos and a little bit Bava Basra together. Shemeres Yevam Shenoflu Lo Nechosim. This is really Meshach Shaykhit to Hilchis Yerusha, but before the Hilchis Yerusha, we get a discussion. What exactly is the financial, in terms of Shibudi Abal Vishu, which is really the middle program of Mesechus Ksubis, between a Yovam and between the Shemeres Yovam? That there's some type of Kesha issues there, we call that Zika, that creates a Din L'moshel, he's not allowed to marry her sister. Good, Zika does create certain Dinim in Hilchis Arayis, in Hilchis issues. Legabe Nechosim, what hold does the Yovam have on her Nechosim? Now, what does that mean, Bechlal? If a woman has property, the halacha is that her husband is allowed to benefit from the property. A woman brings into marriage real estate that she owns, or her father gives it to her and she brings that into the marriage. So the halacha is that the husband is Eichel Peres. The husband has a schus. Chazal strengthened that schus that he has b'nichsel, that even though she owns it, and the marshal, when the marriage is over, or if the marriage ends, then she takes those nechosim back to being hers. But devout while she's married, he's oichel peris. The Gemara considers that a relationship. There's a sugi over here that talks about that this is the relationship of kinyan peris and kinyan haguf. The husband has a kinyan peris, and the wife has the kinyan haguf. Now, theoretically, if she would sell the guf, then memela the kinyan peres, the shtamshus would disappear. So because of that, there's a takona, a dover noisuf, that a husband not only has kinyan and shtamshus, but that the wife can't sell. That's when there's a proper marriage. Mashenke, before the husband actually has a schosin here and a chosin, by arusa, that's a machloikis between Beishama and Beisil in the 8th perek of Ksubis. Because a husband doesn't have his shtamshus. Doesn't have the schus achilas peris in his wife's nechosim while she's an arusa. So memela, it could very well be that he doesn't have the koyach to be meinea to prevent her from selling the nechosim. So here we have a dover noisiv on that. Shemeres yovim shenofelo nechosim moidim beishamay obisil shemecheres v'noisenes v'kayim. That she's allowed to sell the nechosim. Even though a yovam with a yovamo have this type of quasi arusa dik, there's a kinyan there, but it's not actualized. It's only chayv elav, it's not chayv emisa. So memela, that kinyan is not strong enough to make that she can't sell the nechosim. But the reason why the Mishnah calls it moidim beshamei ubezil is because of the above mentioned machlaikis in the Mishnah in Ksubis, where by an arusa there's a machlaikis. Over here the din is by shemeres yov mecheres v'neisenes v'kayim. She sells, she gives away b'matona v'kayim, and it's chal, and she can do it l'chatchila. The next part of the Mishnah is a little bit harder. Meso, mayasu b'ksuboso, ubenechosim hanechnosim v'yoytzim imo. What happens to, the Mishnah divides up two types of nechosim that we have to figure out when a woman dies, what happens to them. When a woman comes into a marriage, so she's owed a choyves ksuba. If she dies, she doesn't get the ksuba. But if he dies, then she gets, or if he's megarish, she gets a ksuba. Ksuba is mona masayim. Ksuba in this context also includes what's called nichsei tzayin barzel, which means a woman, l'mashal, comes in to a marriage and she brings into the marriage nechosim that are worth 1,000 zuz. Nichsei tzayin barzel means that it's barzel, it's fixed in, it's etched in stone, it's fixed in barzel. The tzayin that she brings in, or anything that she brings in, we estimate the values. Mishnah is barichus and ksubis. Not really our noise, but b'ktzora, we estimate the value of what she's bringing in, and that becomes part of her ksuba. When he's megarisher, if nechosim that he brought in, she brought in a field with trees, and after 20, 30, 40 years of marriage, the field is depreciated. The value of the field when she brought it in, which was 1,000 zuz, he owes her kiviyachol as part of the ksuba, besides the mona masayim of the regular ksuba, he owes her also the nichsei tzayin barzel. Nichosim ha-nichnosim v'yoytzim imo is what we call nichsei melug. Nichsei melug means, melug is meloshin that it's flexible. Flexible means she brings in a field, And the point is that he should have a shtapsus. He should have the benefit of the field, the house, whatever it is. She owns a property. He has the rental. The house will either depreciate or it'll appreciate. Whatever it will be worth when he's megarish, when he dies, that's how much she'll get back. It's not a choiv that's fixed in amount. So it's not called part of the ksuba. So those are the two parts of the nechassim that if she died first, the shemeres yavam, so what happens? You look at the Malach HaShlem, it speaks at Barichus, that the Gemara understands that this Sefer is talking about where he made Maimer. Says the Gemara wants to know if in the ratio we look at the Shemeres Yovam as having an independence Chuz B'Nichsel, and nothing has to do with the Shemeres Yovam, why over here in the Sefer are we going to have a whole discussion over here between the Meshama and Besil that the Yovam has Chuzim B'Nichsei HaShemeres Yovam? So Abaye has one mahalach in the Gemara that depends when the nechassim came to. If she yashin nechassim from her grandfather and uncle, whoever it is, while she was tachas baleo, that died, she's a shemeres yom, her husband died. Or is it now she yashin while she's a shemeres yom? Mamaisa, the Gemara shalkan v'tari in Abaye, the Gemara's doicha, Rava's mahalach is to say the Reisha, a little bit of a doicha, because that the Reisha is talking about where she's a pure shemeres yom, only mitzat zika, but there's no maimer. The Sefer is talking about where she's after Maimer. So there's more than just a Zikas Yabmin. There's also Maimer, which is a Kenyan, the Rabbonon. Or maybe not. And that's going to be the subject here. What happens to her Nechosim? L'chayra, the way we just described the case, Shemeres Yavam Be'etzem is financially independent. Her Yavam does not have a Schus in her Nechosim. After Maimer, possibly there's more. The Gemara says over here that Beishamai, we had before Beishamai in the second parak, that he holds that Maimer makes a kinyan, a proper kinyan. It's not just a virtual kinyan, it's not just a kinyan derabbanan, but Taka makes a proper kinyan deraisa. Oy bazoi, the way the Gemara defines it is, Beishamai holds that she has a din of a sofik nesua. Remember that Naruso does not have, her husband does not have schusim in her nechosim. A nesua, the husband does. What she is, Al-Yidei Maimar, is a sofik kinesuin. Sofik nesuahi. Therefore, since it's a sofik, so you have to make yachloiku. If you have to make yachloiku, who's in between? Who are the two parties? One party is the yovam, and the Mishnah calls that yoshe habal. Well, the reason why is because the yoyish of the deceased, the mace, Reuven that died, Shimon's the brother. Shimon is his Yerush. We're going to see more about that. What's the relationship, the special relationship between the Yovam and his brother? The one that actually took over his wife's marriage has a Kedima, has a Gevissus Chus bin Nechosov, Legabi Chus Yerusha. So he's called over here Yoshe Abal. Yoshe Av means who are her natural Yoshim. Let's say have a single woman that dies. Who's her Yoshim? So if she has no children, children would always Yashim first. If she has no children, if she's married, of course, the husband Yashin. But in lieu of a marriage, so either her children Yashin, or then you have to go back to the familial line. Her father, if her father's not alive, so you have to go to her father's, she has brothers, the Yashin Mikoyach, the father. That's what we call Yoshe Ho'av, from the father's family. So we have a suffix. The halach is you make chalukah. U'beselaloimrim nechosim b'cheskoson. We see the nechosim, each type of asset that we're going to be mefarad now, we see each type of asset as being bishus, who's holding on to them. What does that mean? The Mishnah is mefarad. Ksubo becheskas yoshe abal. Good. There's a shiloh over here of how to treat her relationship with the yovam, l'umas, her natural yoshim. But the ksubo has to be paid from nichse habal to her. And the shaila is, she already had to be paid the money by her husband that died, but the shaila is, does her yovam yashin her? So there we say that the money is becheskas, it's oimid b'shus, where it's coming from. Like the regular halach of muchzik that we have, b'chol ha-terah kulo. The muchzik over here, so to speak, is the baal with his dead brother. That's the baal, the yovam with the baal. That's the family where the money is coming from, so the ksuba is in their rishus. Nechosim ha-nechnosim v'yotzim ima b'cheskes yoshe'av. The nechse melug is property that she owns. So now they want to take it because maybe they have a right. Maybe the Yovam has a right. On that we say, Faket, the Becheskas, the Muchzokus, so the money is that it should stay Beshus. It's not the regular Muchzik where it's physically in the Rishus. But it's Becheskas, is a stomius that it's in the Rishus. It's hers. So that the Yovam Shevzchus to Yashin her, that's already also a Chiddush to be Maitzi. So Melo, we see it as there. Now what's not explained over here is what about the Nichsei Tzoyin Barzel? On that, the Mepharshim explained that when the Mishnah says the Nechosim Becheskoson, it means those Nechosim are Becheskas, both of them. Because on the one hand, they're her Nechosim. It's not the Monim Asayim of a Ksuba, which is completely from the husband. These are Nechosim that she brought into the marriage. So on the one hand, we see it as hers. On the other hand, now they're being paid out from the Nichsei Habal. So to take money away from the Nichsei Habal Yavam and to transfer it to her Yerush, her natural, from her familial line, that's already Hoytzos moment. So this is the Tzuras HaMishnah, that everything stays B'cheskoson and you don't make a chaluk, an automatic chaluk on everything. That's the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Mishnah Dalet, Knoso, after the Yibum. This is a general idea that we've had to discuss many times, that once the Yovam is machnis her, harei ki ishto l'chol davar. Pasuk says, v'loch chole l'isho, kiven shalok harei ki isho, and that's we explained, that what that means to say is she's no longer a Yovomo. When Reuven dies and Shimon is miyabim, she now becomes Eshes Yishimon. So she doesn't need chalitza, that's for sure. She's yoitza only with a get. And all chiyuvei issues are on the Yovam mutl like a regular husband, as if he had married her with regular eris in the suit. The Mishnah adds one point, the one difference between a normal husband and this Yovam is that the Yovam doesn't have to pay the ksuba out of pocket. Her ksuba comes from nichse bailo harishon, which means, let's say the Baal left over a certain amount, instead of just giving it out to his brothers, a certain amount becomes frozen to pay for her ksuba when the Yovam will die. Now, granted, the Gemara is moisif that, let's say, for whatever reason, there was no ksuba coming to her, minichsei balo shemes. Well, what happens if he died? He didn't leave over nechasim. Then the halach is that the Yovam, we can't have a marriage without a ksuba. The Gemara discusses that in ksubis. We can't have a marriage that's without a ksuba, so therefore the Yovam will be mechuyav. How much? She's a ba'ula. Ba'ula, the chiv ksuba is mona, not masayim. So that's how much she'll be chayav. There's a point to make over here, the Rishonim on Ma'irir, is that this discussion of who pays for the ksuba l'chayra, al-pidech ha-tavah shouldn't be relevant. Why? Because when the Yovam dies, I'm sorry, when the original Baal dies, who yashens his nechasim? The Yovam. That being said, the Yovam's anyway is going to have to shell out. Either it's from his own pocket, or it's from money that he yashen from his brother. But Vidishvi, he's the one who's signing the check. So Taisus asked this kasha, Taisyant brings down with two terutzim, cheshbainis. One teretz will go like this. Since we don't see the Yovam as be'etzim responsible for the ksuba, only if there's no nichsei habal to cover. So you'll have a case where the Yovam had a house, and the Yovam sold his house. After that, the Yovam was not responsible because there were nichsei habal that were in escrow. Nichsei habal were there, and they were there to cover the nechosim. They were there to cover the ksuba of his former wife, who's now taken in by his brother, by the Yovam. The problem is, after the Yovam sold his house, and now the Yovam has no more nechosim, the nichsei hames, the field, was destroyed. Plague, crops, it was taken away, it was flooded. Ishtaduf, it was flooded, nichsei nechosim shomeis. Like this, if we see the Yovam as responsible, so then the field that the Yovam sold should be meshubed. But since when he sold his field, there were nichsei hames that were still there, so the etzem chavis haksuba was incumbent on the nichsei hames. So memel, the shibud is only from the nichsei hames. The nechosim of the yovam were not meshubed now at all. So therefore that scale goes scot-free. You can't be goyver from the lekuchos. Similar type of teretz. Kivega brings down a teretz noisim, similar cheshbon, that when the yovam takes her in, the nichsei hames are meshubed to the ksuba. The nichsei yovam are free. What happened was, then the Yovam divorced her. So now who's mechuyev? The nichsei ha habal. The Nichsei Habal then were destroyed, like we just said, in any scenario. The Yovim now can't become a Chuyiv. Why? Because he divorced her already. Chuyivas Ksuba is Chal when a man is married to a woman, not after he divorces her. But normally, he's already Mechuyiv, because he was Mechuyiv from when he got married. So the second of Gerushin, he's Mechuyiv to pay her. But over here, the Yovim was totally not Mechuyiv because they were Nichsei Habal. So if he divorced her already, now it's his former wife. It's not a wife that's Mechayiv him a Ksuba. So if the Nichsei Habal only got destroyed after he was Megarish, that's it. She can't collect the Ksuba. That'll be two Nafkiminis and Cheshbin between whether the Nichsei HaYovam are Mechuyiv Mitzad Atzmoy, or he's only Mechuyiv because he's signing a check from the Nechasim that he yashin from his brother from the Mace.